free. That's right. Rentfree1310 at gmail.com if you want to add to this silly segment. And you drive the bus because these are your ideas. But every now and again, somebody here on the crew has something that's been rattling around their noggin. So Mino says, hey, I have something.
Yes, I have the ball here. And we're all familiar with the Bonanza theme. It's right. And it still lives in pop culture. It'll pop up in commercials. I swear I've heard it sometime within the past week or two. Don't know where. Don't know if Ham played it as a return or part of something. I don't know. Could have just been popping into my head. But when I hear that, I think back to a commercial from, this was from 2001. This was a Taco Bell commercial that I saw first aired in 2001. Went into the fall. They would play it. I remember watching NFL football that season, and it would be, I swear, every single commercial break.
As our nation was trying to heal in the fall.
During, yes, in 9/11, you would hear this commercial. It had the Bonanza theme, and every time I hear that theme to this day, I think of this commercial.
I'm just a man, just a guy and a dude, and I'm hungry. And I'm moving real fast because I'm going first class for steak at Taco Bell. Jones in for a grilled steak taco, steak's the king of meats. So I run and I walk and I head from a horse to ride there. Get a shake, get a shake for marinated steak at down the Taco Bell. Grilled steak taco from Taco Bell.
It's new, it's steak, it's only at the Bell.
That is a hit of nostalgia.
Things were so much simpler back then.
I know. Well, other than 9/11.
They started getting confusing right around there. Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Of course, yeah.
It was every single break during an NFL Sunday, and I would sing along, and that's probably the first time I knew, I didn't know where the song came from. I was like, oh, this is catchy.
You didn't know that was the Bonanza theme back then?
Probably not.
You didn't have, like, grandparents who would just play Bonanza or
no
Gunsmoke or the Rifleman?
I don't think that was on Nick at Night at those days.
I swear I was singing one of those themes to my dog the other day. I can't remember which one, though. Huh?
We'll record it.
You
next
can sing,
time.
Yeah. You can sing the.
I want to hear that
grilled steak taco song.
All right,
I'm just a man and a guy and a dude, and I'm hungry.
Let's go on to some P1s. We have Ranch Pizza, who's always active on Twitter and always active in the Birdhouse, and he sends this in. Last month, in fact, he says something I just realized today: the scene from No Country for Old Men with Anton Chigurh, the call it scene. I say call it to myself all the time when making dumb decisions.
Hold it.
Or the rare occasion somebody actually flips a coin nowadays. Truly rent-free, love your buns, Ranch Pizza. And I think this movie has become very...
One of the best of all time?
One of the best of all time, but I think this is one of the greatest dude movies
of
all time,
oh,
too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ask any dude, this is probably in their top five.
I don't know any females that really like this movie.
Well,
does your wife
she
like
liked it?
Okay.
But it's a modern Western.
How many females do you know?
Me? More than you, bro.
Oh. Those fighting words. All right, let's hear Anton Chigurh and what he
actually had. I know one. Lando's mom.
Call it. Call it, yes. For what? Just call it. Well, we need to know what we're calling it for here.
You need to call it. I can't call it for you. Well, it wouldn't be fair.
I didn't put nothing up.
Yes, you did. You've been putting it up your whole life. You just didn't know it. You know what date is on this coin?
No.
1958. It's been traveling 22 years to get here. And now it's here. And it's either heads or tails. And you have to say, call it.
Well, look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything, call it.
So great. One of the best villains in any movie ever. He won
that
an
was...
Academy Award, Golden Globe, British Academy Film Award for that role.
That was 07, right?
Yeah.
That was the year of The Departed. You had Little Miss Sunshine, which is a really good movie.
I think Departed was like 06.
Departed was 07.
It won the Academy Award.
I mean,
we also had There Will Be Blood.
It says 2007 Academy Awards, The Departed.
Ooh.
Man, Lando and Mino are just going to have to hash this out.
He's mad about the your mother thing.
Makes sense.
We'll fight at Gillespie's this weekend.
All right, let's go to Mark. Mark from Seattle says, hello. I remember listening to Davey Lane on the weekend once, and this was at a time where Magic Johnson was the head coach of the Lakers. So this was a long time ago. I'm pretty sure that Davey said Magic Johnson should give everyone on the team AIDS so they would play with more urgency. I may have imagined this, but for some reason this sticks in my head as the funniest thing I've ever heard. I remember having to pull my car over and laugh about this, but I don't even know what's real anymore. Please ask Davey if that sounds like one of his jokes. It does.
It does sound like his joke.
Thank you for what you do to your bottoms, Mark from Seattle. And this had to be rant.
For sure. I don't remember that happening,
but it
sounds like the playbook from Davey, especially in those days.
We do have Why Today Doesn't Suck coming up, so
we do.
We can ask him then. We played the famous Danny Golf song. Once again, golf takes priority in the show last week. Joe says, reference to Caddyshack, anytime my buddies are going for a key putt, or really anyone taking a big shot like a free throw or a rival, taking a big field goal, I'll yell, miss it, Noonan, miss it, Noonan, miss it, miss it. And, of course, famous scene from Caddyshack. Mm-hmm. And for all the kids out there, funny golf movie.
You got it today, Noonan. And miss it, Noonan, miss. Noonan, miss. Miss it, Noonan, miss. Miss. Miss it, miss it, miss it. Noonan. Ah!
I don't know if that movie holds up as golf bros want it to. I still think it's funny. I'm not like Donovan thinking it's not funny at all.
I think Bill Murray's the best part of that movie.
Okay. Not Chevy Chase?
Chevy Chase also great. But overall, I'd put it a little bit below Happy Gilmore in funny golf movies.
Well, I mean,
era adjusted,
yeah.
Happy Gilmore 1. Happy Gilmore 2 still very funny. But yeah, Bill Murray's the best. Chevy Chase, pretty good in it too, but Bill Murray's the best in it.
10 Cup underrated golf movie. I enjoyed
Interesting.
That. I enjoyed that quite a bit. And Rene Russo?
I probably need to go back and, because I watched that one at a young age. Mm. Probably too young of an age. Because it's more of an adult movie. I was like, I need some more. I just need kid sports movies.
Let's round out rent free with P1 Will, who says, sweet spot, I cannot put pepper on anything without referring to Fahey's college how-to video in which he compared giving a proper HJ to using a pepper mill. In the video/audio, he shouts out, French cracked pepper, and I say this every time. Well, Will, you're wrong. It's not French pepper. It's fresh
pepper.
Fresh pepper. And we have a bit of a Fahey from back in the day.
So this was from a project he did in college.
Yeah.
On how to
He submitted this to a teacher.
It's very Fahey.
This is the technique that I call the bicycle pump. It's like you're trying to air up a tire, right? And you're going to keep getting faster and 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 faster. And then, you know, but there are some other techniques. This one I like to call the pepper mill. You want to get both hands involved and go up and down. You see that? You see that motion? It's the pepper mill. Look, fresh pepper. And then, ladies, when it's time for the dynamite to go boom, you don't want to have this thing pointed at your or your So just kind of point it in a safe direction over here.
Yes, that was for a class at UNT.
So unstable. But...
Did he make an A?
The drop we hear all the time from Fahey is fresh pepper, and maybe P1s don't know this.
Fresh pepper?
The younger P1 doesn't notice. But back in the 90s, you had, I think, the best cast of all time that included Adam Sandler, and I believe you had Dana Carvey was in this sketch as well. And they're basically pepper mill dudes at a restaurant, and this is just a quick example of what Fahey was referring to.
A fresh pepper.
Sure.
Say when? Say when? Grazie. You see that coming? You see how the pepper works, Carlo, huh?
I am afraid, Signor Marco.
Do not be afraid of the pepper, Carlo. The pepper is your friend. All right? Look, I see a salad. You go, you take the pepper.
No, no, no.
You take the pepper, Carlo. Take the pepper. Take the pepper. Now go. Go with the pepper. Go.
Fresh pepper.
Sure, sounds good.
Hey, grazie.
The great Adam Sandler just being a buffoon.
I like that in P1 circles, Fresha Peppa is now thought of as a Fahey bit over an Adam Sandler bit.
Salute to Fahey. All right, there's Rent Free.
Hope he's doing well.
Rentfree1310@gmail.com. Send us your emails. Fill up the pipeline.